Taurus sun signs and Taurus rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for May 2019. And Taurus, in April you were emerging from, or you were traveling through, the Wheel of Fortune. And this was all about accommodating a kind of wiggle, a kind of side-to-side movement, really softening around the idea that things had to unfold in a linear fashion in your life, or that you had to kind of quote-unquote line it up. There was a wildness that was coming through for you in April, this capacity to really see different kinds of shapes and different kinds of time unfolding in your life and not have to really effort to mathematically kind of map things as they were unfolding. And the card that's coming through for you in May, the Knight of Wands reversed, feels very much like an extension of this exercise in new kinds of rhythms. All of the knights come through to describe a way that we can move through our lives, a sort of approach. I always liken them to, in the astrological chart, the ascendant or the rising sign, which is this kind of debut of us into the earth. This idea of arrival, this idea of how we cross over thresholds into our lives, how we begin. And the Knight of Wands, think of this as the most deeply sensuous. And when I say sensuous, it doesn't have to be sexualized. You can be in any kind of relationship to your sexuality, to have a relationship to a deep sensuality. But think of a very sensuous being moving through the world. And this is the concept of really having almost a seamlessness between yourself and the environment. A day when you've been able to walk down a city street or walk down the block where you live and feel like you have a right to walk there, that your body is synced up in some way with the environment and that you can glide through your day, that there's this feeling that you're not existing apart from the environment that you're passing through. And as at your highest octave of expression, as this fixed earth sign energy, you are really, it's about exploring and developing this capacity to feel worthy, that you have a right to move in the way that feels good in your body. And this is really coming through for you in May as an intention setting device almost for every aspect of your life, that the way you shake your hips, the way you're able to kind of extend an arm through your environment, the way you're able to reach for something throughout the course of your day. This may seem super mundane, but it's really, really vital now to feel into this sensation of syncing up with your physical body. How do you want to move through the day? How do you want to reach for something? Or how do you want to sort of describe to yourself the kind of pacing that you want in terms of your approach to your movement through your day? This is vital for you right now because this is really going to set the tone for everything that comes out of that movement. So really starting with the body this month, starting with this strut or whatever feels to you like the sparkliest, kind of most synced up movement that comes from your core, and really attending to all of your limbs in space and knowing that that is a physical embodiment of your right to exist and your right to be here and to feel good moving through your own life. So I'm wishing you a really luscious unfolding here in the month of May, and I will speak with you in June.